Good morning. That high-pressure center that brought us the frosty start yesterday and the beautiful sunshine in the afternoon is now sliding off the East Coast. A southerly breeze behind the high is pushing some clouds through interior New York and New England early this morning. The end result, milder temperatures early on, with readings mainly in the 40s to around 50, although some nooks and crannies across the hills and mountains have dipped back into the upper 30s, but very few places seeing a frost this morning. With the higher starting point, we'll more quickly get through the 50s and into the 60s today, and those clouds will continue to push through the northeast, and we'll see plenty of sunshine through the morning and especially in the afternoon. The southerly wind will pick up as well and continue into the evening hours as we start out clear and dry. Then a front will approach from the west. This will bring clouds back into the region late tonight with low temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50. As that front makes an approach tomorrow morning and the early part of the afternoon, clouds will thicken and we'll have a good chance of showers through the region for a few hours, roughly from about noon to 4 p.m. Temperatures out ahead of the front will be in the middle and upper 60s before sliding as that front passes by. This will leave us with drier and cooler air for Friday. With full sunshine, we'll be back into the upper 50s before temperatures moderate with dry weather and sunshine over the weekend into the lower and middle 60s. Another front will approach late in the day on Sunday with some clouds, and that'll lead to a few scattered showers Monday and another chance of showers on Tuesday with highs back into the middle and upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread flooding continues in almost all of eastern North Carolina and part of southern Virginia and northern South Carolina in the wake of Matthew. The record rainfall associated with the hurricane is long gone, but flood warnings will continue for the rest of the week as runoff will keep many rivers in major flood stage with record high water levels in some communities. Now the focus will shift to the west, where a Pacific system will move onshore over the northwest and northern California tomorrow into Friday. Moisture ahead of the system will move into this region overnight, producing rain along the coast and spread inland to the northern intermountain region. The rain will be heavy at times, and in some cases 6 to 12 inches of rain is possible. Flood watches have been issued. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Nicole, located about 330 miles south-southwest of Bermuda. Nicole is moving toward the north-northwest near 7 miles per hour, but a turn toward the north with an increase in forward speed is expected later today. An additional increase in forward speed with a turn toward the north-northeast is forecast tomorrow. On the forecast track, the core of the hurricane will be near Bermuda tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 100 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is possible during the next 36 hours, and Nicole could be near major hurricane strength by later today. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 45 degrees, with a south wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 1 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 43, 77% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.36 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 14 at Dunkirk, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs around 70. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 33, the average temperature 49, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.09 of an inch for the month and 25.72 inches for the year, which is now 5.05 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 85, set in 1954, and the record low, 22, in 1964. Sunrise this morning at 7.05 a.m., sunset this evening, 6.17 p.m., 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. clear early this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs reaching the middle 60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight with lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, showers likely in the afternoon, middle 60s, sunny and cooler on Friday, upper 50s, mostly sunny, lower 60s Saturday, sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, but dry, lower to mid-60s, scattered showers Monday in the mid-60s, and showers and possibly a thunderstorm Tuesday with highs in the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.